NSR News. I'm John Scott. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte has warned that Russian President Vladimir Putin wants to wipe Ukraine off the map and could come after other parts of Europe next. Rutte told the Carnegie Europe think tank in Brussels it's time to shift to a wartime mindset, saying alliance nations must ramp up efforts to prevent the next big war on NATO territory.
This requires us all to be faster and fiercer. It is time to shift to a wartime mindset and turbocharge our defense production and defense spending.
The former Dutch Prime Minister making his inaugural speech just after 2 months after he took office as NATO's top civilian official. An American who turned up in Syria says he was detained after crossing into the country on foot 7 months ago on a Christian pilgrimage. Travis Timmerman appears to be among thousands of people released from the country's notorious prisons after rebels reached Damascus over the weekend, overthrowing President Bashar Assad. Also at SRNnews.com, Meta has donated $1 million to President-elect Donald Trump's inauguration fund. Correspondent Haya Pamajwani has the report.
The parent company of Facebook and Instagram said it donated $1 million to the president-elect's fund just weeks after Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg met with Trump privately at Mar-a-Lago. Corporations have traditionally made up a large share of donors to presidential inaugurations, with the exception of 2009, when then-President-elect Barack Obama refused to accept corporate donations. He reversed course for his second inauguration in 2013. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Stocks remain sharply lower. The Dow off 183 points. The Nasdaq down 105. This is SRN News. A New Jersey megachurch packs a lot of meals. SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
1.2 million, in fact. The congregation of the non-denominational Liquid Church, which has campuses around the state, has put together those care packages for distribution to poor families overseas at Christmas. 6,000 volunteers did the work of putting together the meals, which will be delivered by the group Rise Against Hunger. People in Zambia will be the primary recipients. Zambia is one of the poorest nations on earth. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Another anti-Semitic incident in Australia. Vandals torching a car and sprayed graffiti with anti-Israel slogans in a Sydney suburb. The attack comes just days after federal police established a task force to investigate increasing incidents of such crimes across that country. Authorities say the town where this latest attack took place is home to Australia's largest Jewish community. This is SRN News. The White House cracking down against high overdraft fees.
The Biden administration has finalized a rule that would limit overdraft fees that banks can charge their customers. President Biden's been speaking out against junk fees and says banks charging up to $35 to those who bounce a check is exploitative. So the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau is trying to cap those fees at just $5, or at least require banks to charge no more than what they lost in the transaction, or clearly post the terms of an overdraft loan. The finalized rules are set to take effect in October of next year. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Plus, Vegas Raiders football player Charles Snowden arrested in Las Vegas on a misdemeanor charge of driving under the influence and released from custody. He faces a scheduled court date in April. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.